How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Playful Podcast, your guide into the underground scene where we discover topics on kink and electronic music every week. Don't forget to subscribe to not miss out on our next episode.
We are super excited to be here today with the French DJ, producer and label owner of Lumière Noire, Chloé. Chloé has been involved in dance music for over 2 decades, and in this conversation we speak about what music has meant for her in her upbringing, her view on career and how she made the decision on focusing on music, what her fears for the electronic music scene are, and so much more. This is a lovely conversation and I once again apologize for my voice. But let's get to it. I am Amanda and this is Playful Podcast. Chloé, we are so excited to have you here in Playful Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, we are so happy. And now in a couple of hours, you will play in Panorama Bar. And I was just asking you, because so many artists say that it's very special to them. And as a club goer, I also think it's an amazing club. But why would you say it's special for you?
Yeah, it's very special for me to play at Panorama Bar, going in Bergam. First, because this place is just amazing because it has its own singularity. The building, of course, is like just a special piece of art, I would say. Like the architecture is just amazing. So you would definitely not find another place like this in the world where there's like big parties going on. But also the atmosphere is very special, like the sound system and... Yeah, and I feel that it's very peaceful somehow. And and I have the feeling also by playing 4 hours is special because you have the time to bring something special, yes. You know, generally when I'm booked in a party, I usually play for 2 hours, which is great. And it's generally like peak time. But there in Panorama Bar, you never know exactly when it is the peak time because I have the feeling it's always the peak time. And it starts at midnight the day before, you know. So, yeah. I kind of like this. Like, we just all express ourselves and with our own identity somehow. And I like it. I always like to find some nice and share the desk with other artists just before and after, you know. And it's great, yeah.
Yeah, and when it comes to the journey that you spoke about, or like the 4 hours, that it's, how do you work with that? Like, how do you make the audience follow? And maybe it's a tricky question because it's hard to formulate, but do you understand what
yes.
I mean?
Yeah. Yes, actually, I generally I'm not this kind of DJ. I mean, I'm from a scene where we don't prepare 100% the set in a way that, of course, we receive a lot of demos from friends, from promotion, PR, you know, and we buy also some music. So I love to dig before and search for some music and in my old playlist and everything. But then when I'm playing, it's a question of intuition. There's something like, you know, you're prepared somehow, but there's a fact that you are like, there's this freedom of creativity because you don't know exactly what you're going to play. And each room and each place has its own sound system, its own crowd. And so every set is different, I would say. So this is what I love. It's like you don't know exactly where you want to go, but slowly you're going somewhere and you build something with the crowd and the moment you are in. So this is the most exciting thing. So having 4-hour set is just perfect because you can go through a lot of different sounds and textures and tempos, and you can build a set somehow.
Yeah. All right, now I'm going to go back to the start of the interview, where I normally start. If you would describe yourself with 3 words, what would they be?
Well, it's always a bit tricky to describe myself somehow, but I would say I'm like obsessive. I'm like a dreamer also, a bit like disconnected somehow from very concrete things, but also determined.
Determined. Yeah.
Probably it goes with obsessive somehow, yes.
Yeah, have you always been, or only when it comes to music, or with other things as well?
I think it's I have this thing with music and everything. I mean, probably if I was not so obsessive determined, I would not be in electronic music, or probably I would not produce music, because when it comes to digging some music, you have this kind of obsessive thing where you want to listen more and more to some music and discover some music. It's like super like it's when it's a passion, you know. So, but you have to work on it, and you have like. Also, when I'm in the studio, I'm sometimes taking a lot of time with little details or knowing some plugs or treatments and everything, you know. You have to take a lot of time somehow. I mean, I'm this kind of person that takes a lot of time for it. But also, probably this helps me to find also the answer and find a result. So yeah. It's a helpful... it's a helpful process being this way. I mean, I try to turn in positively.
Yeah. So like back in school, if we look at who you were as a teenager, were you pretty much the same person you are now? Were you also like a music nerd and focused on that? Or like who were you in compared to the other students, for example?
I think I was when I was younger, I was shy and reserved. Kind of independent, and but at the same time, I had this balance that worked together. I don't know how, like this kind of not knowing exactly what I wanted, and I was not so self-confident, of course, and I'm still not so self-confident, but I know more, of course, what I want because of the experience. But I'm still having this balance of not being self-confident and being determined. I don't know how that worked together. So somehow it helps me to go further. So probably when I was younger, it took me more time to do things because I was not sure exactly what I wanted to do and everything. But I was very intuitive also, like very... I was very self-confident. I mean, years after years, being, I was more self-confident, you know. I feel this is like a psychoanalysis.
Yeah.
We have doing a psychoanalysis
therapy now.
Therapy. Thank you. See you next week.
Same time, same place. Yeah, no. But, all right, let's go into your musical journey instead.
But I mean, of course, going into a musical journey is like going into probably myself. Too,
yeah, okay. This is the next layer of the onion. Okay, but like, was there every moment where you decided that you are going to pursue music no matter what?
Pursue music?
Like, that you are going to like work with music.
Ah.
That this is what you're going to do and you're going to try give your all to be able to make it work.
Mm. But this is a funny thing, is that I actually never decided really that it would become a job somehow, you know, because I was doing music, and when I was younger, I was listening to a lot of music because of my parents, who had a big record collection, and I started guitar like early, and like was on a four-track mixer and trying to reproduce some music I was listening to, you know. So music helped me a lot in my life. It was like something that was very important to me to like making something, and it was very emotive for me. So I was it was healing me somehow. I mean, I was not sick or whatever, but I was like really loving to be in music. But I never thought that it would become a job one day, honestly. I never saw me as a singer or a guitar player, or never wanted really to be part of a band or something, you know. I just liked music. Then I was at school and I discovered electronic music in the raves in the mid 90s, and at that time electronic music was very underground and was not as it's big today, you know. So the only way to have music was to have some vinyls and to buy them, and so I just started to play this way, you know, and I started to become DJ, but I never thought again that I would become a DJ. This was not the idea.
What was the idea?
There was no idea.
Ah, perfect.
No, there was no idea. The idea was
you
just
were
to have, the idea was just to have fun.
I love that, but that sounds like you're so not anxious of the pressure that society is putting on us. But we need a career, we need you know, there are so many stuff that is like, but you were living outside of that, you
honestly,
think?
Honestly, I had this pressure of, okay, what I'm gonna do in my life, you know? So I studied law in the years, besides I was DJing. After I went to university, I studied law for years. And the more I was going in laws, and the more I thought, I don't want to do this. I mean, it was very interesting, but I didn't want to become a lawyer or judge or something. I mean, it was very interesting, but university also gives you a lot of time to do a lot of things besides your studies, because it's university, you know. So I was doing a lot of music production, and I was doing also theater, and I was also going out a lot, you know, and DJing, you know, and it was good because it gave me a little bit of money to buy some gears more and more slowly, you know. So it's just that what happened is just that I stopped studying law, and then there was music. Then I decided that, okay, I would decide later what I want to do, but for the moment, I just don't want to continue to do law, so I just continue to produce music, and here I am still. I still haven't decided what to do.
Love that. That's amazing. Continue not deciding. But it's interesting that you said that you didn't have self-confidence, and now that you speak about it, it just sounds like, you know, studying law takes a lot of good grades, like a good study brain and all these things, and theater is like an extroverted thing, and music, getting gigs is more internal probably, but still, there are so many things where it's just that you believed in yourself. Do you think that you got self-confidence through music? in some way.
Yes, you're right. I mean, music really helped me to become who I am. I think I was. I like the flow in music. I like, you know, when something. Even when you look at a movie and you're touched by a movie, I like that you forget things and you are inside it. You know, and music gives me the same thing, especially when I make music or when I play music. I have the same thing, the same flow. I like to keep this intuitive moment, you know, like just being cool and having this, for me it's a chill moment, you know. It's really, it's an introspective thing that I'm happy to share, of course, you know. So let's say I make money with my sharing music, you know. I mean, the idea was not to make money, the idea was just to have the time and to make what I love and to continue to make it. So I just found ideas on how to continue to not make other things I didn't like, you know. So I didn't know exactly what I wanted, but I knew what I didn't want. So my intuition was mainly this, and sometimes it's not very helpful because when you, of course, you always have to make things you don't want to do. This is our lives, but it was always the idea of escaping these things, you know, to just continue and have pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's you have been doing it for more over 2 decades now, so it's a long time, and you've seen the whole scene change a lot. And I mean, probably, or like, that's what you hear, that this wasn't really something you could see as a job before in this genre.
Yes.
Genre.
Exactly.
And now suddenly people are touring like crazy.
Yes.
And what has been your, like, integration to it all? Was it ever, did it ever get too stressful that you thought you want to quit or how? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the essence of electronic music is that you always have to adapt yourself, you know, because electronic music is evolving all the time. It's changing all the time. There's always like some new music going on. And as I'm making music also, I'm always very curious with gears and plugins and new things. You know, you always have to adapt yourself to what's going on, and you're always aware with what is going on. So there's this curiosity that is still there, that is like, I would say, like it's digging in records, you know. So for me, it's the same idea that I still have today. So I find it really interesting to see how you continue to be yourself and taking all these elements and see where you want to go with these elements and how you know, the idea is to find this balance of staying yourself inside these old things changing. So, of course, it's sometimes a complicated balance because sometimes I don't want to think too much, but you have to, you know. So the idea is always to try to find the space to keep place for the music and digging and everything. Then, of course, there are things that I knew that were not there in the beginning, like, as you were saying, like being more like being like your own manager of your own life, you know, of your own career somehow. Like we didn't speak about career in the beginning. It became more like it became a job, actually. It became a real job. But when I started, I never thought it would be a real job. I mean, especially as a woman, you know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anyone really like that were like doing it in the way I wanted to do it. So I just did it my own way and saying, like, let's see where it goes. Even if it fell, I don't mind, you know. It's just like, I was not looking very far. So
that sounds so refreshing.
And I'm still not looking. I just want to continue to do my thing, you know, and have fun. And I think it's very inspiring to let yourself open to like how the world is changing also, and how you get like connected and to what is changing, you know.
Oh God, I think when you speak to me, it's so obvious that you have been like somehow raised by music. That's weird to say, but yeah. I mean, I just feel that some music is so much in the moment, you know, you're following it. And like, yeah, people draw lines between electronic music and like classical music or jazz or, you know, these things that are just like, you don't really know what's coming next. And you are, to me, speaking just like you're living this kind of mentality. That's incredible. I am so, I don't know, it makes me just happy to hear it. It's refreshing and we want more of this. That's why, yeah, I think that just takes the passion even further for people like me who enjoy just being there. But all right, now I'm gonna try a little bit. If you also think a little bit ahead, do you have any fears for the scene in the future?
I mean, specifically for, if we speak about the fear for specifically the scene, I would say that we should not forget where we come from. And I mean, electronic music comes from, was very underground and was mainly done by marginalized people, you know. And I think we shall continue to keep some safe places to some to this scene. And I mean, promoters, DJs, and even the crowd, we shall continue to all be educated with this idea of creating this safe place. And there's a lot of harassment going on in some clubs and, of course, everywhere. So, yes, we shall continue to have these values. And because this music has values, it comes from values, important and strong values of equity and of respect, and yes, it shall continue this way. And this is probably somehow that makes somehow this is the only thing that sometimes makes me angry when I see or hear stories. Like, it makes me feel very angry, and I think that we shall continue really to continue this idea.
We have now come to the part of the podcast where if you are or want to become a Patreon and listen to our extra material, go to patreon.com/playfulmagazine. And in this extra material, we get to know more about Chloe's production journey, how she works in the studio and what rituals she got in there, and so much more. As I said, go to patreon.com/playfulmagazine.
So if we focus on your own production, when you feel uninspired, do you have any way on how to like trigger inspiration, like a life hack, life hack or something?
Yeah, I mean, it often happens that I don't have inspiration, but I've always found a balance by being, I always go in the studio anyway, and sometimes I just take some time with technical issues, you know. You can take a lot of time with technical issues.
Unfortunately for me.
Yeah. It's like people, you know, in the flat that work at their home and they just do the cleaning the whole day, you know, just to escape the fact that they should work, you know. So I would say I spend a lot of time in my studio, sometimes cleaning my studio and going into technical issues or just finding some new gears and new tools. I like to find some new routing in my setup, you know. I don't like to have one setup because I find it really like you're in a frame and you do, it's good, but sometimes it's like you need to get out of it. So it's fun to just try and move some gears and have some friends where you know, you just exchange for 1 week some gears and then you try it and you find things that are exciting, you know. So, and this gives you spontaneous, expression and ideas. So it's, yes, this would be the idea.
I love that. That is something I never heard before. And it's
really
completely making sense. Because I think you just have to disconnect. And then sometimes
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Chloe. This has been amazing.
Thank you so much.
I have a little something, and that is something I call this or that.
This what?
This or that.
This or that.
So okay. I give you two alternatives, and you say which one fits in the most on you, or which one you prefer. Can be both, can be none, but let's see.
Okay.
It's either this or it's that. This is this or that.
So, New York or Bahamas?
Okay. New York.
New York, more city.
Yes, I mean, I would be bored somehow at one point in Bahamas.
Yeah, only for vacation though.
Vacation, cool, but I mean, on vacation, I'm always like half-half, like on vacation, but always a bit, I always need a bit, I'm never 100% disconnected, like I'm always like digging or working a little bit, but I don't think I'm working, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair enough. FKK or bathing suit?
What is FKK?
It's like Freikörper Kultur, you know, like the German, you swim naked. You lay naked on the beach, the whole family, and like enjoy the freedom.
Okay, bathing suit.
Yeah.
But I respect...
The French way.
The French way.
Okay, daytime open air or nighttime intimate cellar, like cellar gig?
It's complicated because I really like both. Probably open air, daytime.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Takes me a little bit to the next question. Summer or winter?
Summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Rap or heavy metal?
Heavy metal.
Yeah?
Yes. I've been to the Hellfest Festival actually last year. Do you know it?
It's
like in France. It's so big. I've been there. Excuse me. I was there for one day actually, and I really loved it so much. Like the energy is just amazing. There was some like very heavy metal hardcore bands. I mean, the more heavy and hardcore was going on, and the most amazing it was, because the energy is amazing, and the crowd was so nice. You know, it's like whoa. It's another world.
It
you know,
is
we
a
have
nice
the electronic,
crowd.
We have the electronic scene, but the heavy metal is just another scene that is like very, very big and amazing.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I feel some connection somehow with some electronic music sound also, you know. Yes. There's a lot of... I love this no wave inspiration. There's some, you know, both of... both are connected somehow also, yes. And the energy also like,
Yeah, all right. Tinder or meeting at the bar?
Meeting at the bar.
Yeah, I figured somehow. It's more in the
moment.
Teaching others or being taught?
Both. It's difficult to say so. Today I would say teaching others, maybe.
Yeah.
But I still need to be taught. Yes.
Yeah.
Not to be too stupid.
No, it's important actually to be open. Okay, strict door policy or open to all?
Open to all.
Open to all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was it for Playful Podcast this week, but please follow, subscribe and listen to our next episode. And if you want to have a say about future artists or even ask your own question to one of our guests, follow us on Instagram and make sure to add your question when we lift our coming guests. Thank you so much for joining and see you next week.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.